Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Following the protesting that roiled the university for months, the president of Columbia has resigned, effective immediately.
Manoush Shafiq lasted just one school year and acknowledged the period of turmoil that would ultimately end her tenure. This student, who didn't want to be named, was impressed with how Shafiq handled the pro-Palestinian protests.
There was arguments on both sides, and she did her best to kind of walk a fine line to make sure people on both sides were appeased.
Student Sahil disagrees. He says Shafiq's approach was too middle of the road.
She should have been engaging in a peaceful way and actually talked about what could divestment look like, because for students to say we don't want our money going towards war, towards genocide, what is wrong with that?
The interim president is Katrina Armstrong, Dean of Columbia Medical Center. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia.
In addition to the protests, Columbia also removed three deans who had exchanged text messages that contained anti-Semitic tropes. Shafiq called that unprofessional and disturbing. Those deans have since resigned. In making her announcement, Shafiq said she'd be returning to the UK, where she will lead an effort by the Foreign Secretary's office to review the British government's approach to international development and fighting global poverty. The NYPD now making some new moves to deal with the spike in muggings in and around Central Park. Let's get the very latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, some pretty big developments here. The department adding dozens of cops to patrol the park here in the southern section of Central Park. They'll be on foot, in cars, bicycles, even on horseback. And they're saying they're going to be really focusing on 7 p.m. till 1 a.m. Now, among the arrests we've heard about now, a young boy, in fact, just 11 years old, who was nabbed. Chief of Patrol John Schill.
Young groups of kids, 8 to 12. The young man arrested this morning, 11-year-old, is a migrant. And at this point in time, we're ready to call this is a migrant robbery pattern.
So let's talk to those who use the park all the time. Jerome DeWald lives on Central Park West.
Police coverage, drone coverage, that's really only part of the problem. The park's archaic in terms of its technology. The same problem we have at the crosswalks is reflected by the lack of cameras.
So he's looking for more cameras here in the park now. There have been at least a dozen robberies in Central Park just since June 27th. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Central Park.
A terrifying sight in Washington Heights, where the severely burnt body of a woman was found in Highbridge Park. The FDNY had been called to the scene of a brush fire there after 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Once the fire was out, they found the woman, who was pronounced dead at the scene. So far, no ID and no official word on the cause of death. Yesterday, New York Democrats, including Mayor Adams, gathered in Harlem to show their support for the Harris-Walz ticket.
I'm committed. You are committed. Stay focused, no distractions, and grind.
The rally came ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Governor Hochul and State Attorney General Tish James were also there, as were a bunch of protesters. These were pro-Palestinian demonstrators, as heard on freedomnews.tv. The group later stormed a restaurant, Bird in Hand, on Broadway at West 146th. 14 people were arrested. Charges are pending. 69 degrees, partly cloudy skies now, the humidity 65%, the winds are calm. We're looking at hazy sun today, mixing with some clouds, maybe an afternoon or early evening thundershower in spots. That's especially north of the city, like it's been the last couple of days. Today's high 87, again 69 now in Central Park. As City Comptroller Brad Lander runs for mayor, Brooklyn Councilmember Justin Brannan now makes a move to fill the spot of the city's fiscal watchdog.
Brannan chairs the council's finance committee and says he knows the nitty-gritty of city budgeting.
They want someone who sweats the small stuff and someone who knows how to get things done.
Councilman Brannan has filed papers to run for comptroller, allowing him to raise money, but he says he won't decide on going for it until he sees what he raises. He could face Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine and Queens Assemblywoman Jennifer Raj Kumar, who also filed for the race. Brannan vowing to set proper priorities.
It's about making sure that we're investing in the areas and services and programs that hardworking New Yorkers rely on.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Another person sickened in that listeria outbreak in 13 states linked to Boar's Head deli meat, this time in Nassau County. Statewide, there have been 15 cases, including 4 in Nassau, 2 in Suffolk, and 6 here in the city. Barbara Kowalsik of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security says those with compromised immune systems are the most vulnerable.
People over the age of 65, as we age, our immune systems are not as robust as they once were. When you're pregnant, your immune system's also taxed. And what can happen is the listeria, the pathogen, can cross from your gut into your blood and causes invasive illness.
Well, the outbreak has been traced to Boar's Head liverwurst specifically, with more than 7 million pounds of deli meat recalled as a result. Word that Governor Murphy is going to name his former chief of staff, George Helmy, as the interim replacement for Bob Menendez. The New Jersey senator is stepping down effective August 20th following his conviction on corruption and bribery charges. Democrat Andy Kim is currently running against Republican Curtis Bashaw for the seat's full 6-year term. That will be decided in November.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.